Hello everyone. Welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with new insights for living as the Holy Spirit reveals His passion for humankind to be saved, that is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, let's have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, once more, I lift up and bless your holy name. Thank you so much for this opportunity of sharing your words through this radio program. May you open up the heart and mind of anyone that listens to your words and convict them about your offer of grace, which is found only in Jesus Christ our Lord. I commit this in His precious name. Amen. Our devotional meditation is entitled Rahab, the Woman from a Dunghill. This is found in the Old Testament in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 to 13 and 17 to 19. Today's study is a story of a certain woman whose name is Rahab, who rose from the mire of a sinful life to become one of the greatest heroines of faith ever told in the Bible. It was through her that the lineage of the Messiah came from. If you look at the background of this woman, there is nothing you can be proud of her, but instead, you will be ashamed of her because of her profession as a prostitute. She was being despised by many, looked down and ostracized by her own peers. But let us see how God's abounding grace and mercy changed even this vilest among sinners and brought her into His fold and used her as His instrument to accomplish His greater plan for humanity. The narrative tells us that when the Israelites, under the leadership of Joshua, were about to enter Canaan, the land which was promised by God to give to them, He first sent His spies to scout the land and its people. Joshua found out that there were many city-states that comprised the entire territory, having their own kings and kingdoms. And Jericho is the first city-state among them that they have to settle with. This is where our story begins. There were two spies that Joshua sent to scout the high-walled city of Jericho, and they slithered surreptitiously by taking refuge at the house of Rahab, a prostitute. Jericho at this time is on high alert, knowing of the presence of the Israelites that are just around the corner. And indeed, everyone is in great fear. Their king doesn't want to take chances by making sure that his kingdom is well secured. They will arrest at all costs any suspicious individual entering their city. And the office of the king was informed about the presence of two suspicious men who checked in at the house of Rahab. Immediately, he ordered his men to arrest them. Checking in at Rahab's house is a great ploy used by the spies as a cover-up for their activity, since they know that she's not only a prostitute, but her house is also used for business ventures as an inn. So they thought that they would not be suspected. But because of the heightened situation, they never realized that they were being closely monitored. When the guards came to her house and asked Rahab about these spies, she lied to them in order to deceive them. She told them that they have just left and even suggested that they could still run after them since they have not yet gone that far. But in reality, She hid them at her rooftop by covering them with stalks of flax. Because of this, Rahab was able to save the lives of these spies, and it was credited to her. In return to her favor, she was told by them to securely tie down the scarlet rope on her window, the same rope which they use as a means of their escape, so that on the day of the siege, when they see that the scarlet rope being tied down on her window, it will be a sign for the Israelite soldiers not to harm anyone inside of that house, but to secure them from the onslaught. Indeed, only Rahab and her family were spared. All the inhabitants of Jericho died. God has a greater purpose for her, because he made her to be one among the most celebrated figures in the Bible, despite her background as a prostitute and unworthy candidate. Because of God's grace, he chose Rahab to be the lineage where the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, will be born in the flesh. What a marvelous story of a woman who, in despite of her hopelessness, was given a chance to start a new life with God and was given all the opportunity to redeem herself from her previous dark life. Today, I want to share with you some spiritual insights that will help your daily walk with the Lord. In verse 11b, Rahab is quoted by saying, "For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below." She acknowledges and affirms that the God of Israel is the true God of all, as opposed to her belief as a pagan worshiper. This is something unusual for a person like her, who was raised and brought up with a totally different worldview. Just imagine someone with a different culture whose lifestyle and practices with regard to religious beliefs is so different with that of the Israelites. It is not that easy for anyone to accept new ideas or belief system, especially when it confronts one's traditions. Change is always considered to be a threat to the status quo. In fact, this is the reason why Jesus Christ paid a costly price by dying on the cross, because of the radical change he advanced for humanity's salvation. Instead of the Old Testament teaching of retribution, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, he introduced new ones, radical teachings in the New Testament that were never taught and practiced by the ancient Israelites. It is their first time to hear words such as love instead of hatred, compassion instead of revenge, neighborhood instead of enemy, blessings instead of cursing, and so many others. But the greatest of all, the radical teachings he introduced, is when he claimed deity, being called the Son of God. This is the turning point of his earthly ministry. People did not accept this new teaching, and they cried out loud, resoundingly, "This is too much, this is blasphemy, and that is the ultimate penalty." They shouted resoundingly, "Crucify him." Do you think it was that easy and simple for Rahab to just accept a radical belief like that and make a confession of faith about Jehovah God, whom she doesn't know at all in her life, or having any idea about who this God is? Aside from that, consider too the profession of Rahab. She is a prostitute. It is unusual for anyone like her to expect such a deeply concern about heavenly matters. But look, God is sending us a message here, which is very loud and clear. That is, his grace and forgiveness is without favor, but applicable to anyone, not limited by race or culture, or the nature of a person's sin. Rahab acted immediately and did not wait any longer, but took the first opportunity of confessing her faith in the Lord Almighty. The usual question that many of us today would consider in making such decision like that of Rahab is, what if? Meaning, am I willing to accept this radical change in my life? Am I willing to turn from my old ways and submit completely to this new lifestyle under His Lordship? In other words, am I ready to submit myself to His Lordship and be changed by Him? For Rahab, it was enough for her to believe in this God of the Israelites from what she heard about the miracles He did for them. Accordingly, she heard how Jehovah parted miraculously the water of the Red Sea for their sake against the onslaught of the pursuing army of Egypt. Rahab heard too how Jehovah fought for them against all the mighty warriors and the most powerful nations on earth. Not a single nation, even though how powerful they are, were able to withstand the military might of the Israelites because of Jehovah. Because of this, all the people of Jericho are trembling in fear, but not of Rahab. Because of these miracles, Rahab did not waste any single minute, but confessed her faith in Jehovah God. In her heart and mind, Jehovah is the only true God, and there is no other else aside from Him. She has never seen or heard any miracle from any of their gods like that of what Jehovah did to His people. That was enough for her to believe in Him. There was no second thought for her but to believe in the God of the Israelites. Can you see a parallel of your faith with that of Rahab? It is not that easy to make a radical change in what we believe in. Skepticism comes to mind in many instances, and we argue about many things, especially when it comes to the cares of life that we support and cannot give up. How many times we doubted God? No wonder why she is counted as one among the heroines of faith in the Bible. In Hebrews 11:31, it reads, "By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed." When reason stops, faith is conceived and it gives birth to action. In this instance, Rahab did not only believe Jehovah, but acted on that faith. What she did was so costly by risking her own life. She hid the two spies at the rooftop of her house by covering them with stalks of flax. In addition, she deceived the pursuers and later on let them down surreptitiously with a scarlet rope through the window of her house. Today, this act is tantamount to the crime of treachery that is supporting the cause of an enemy, especially foreign invaders, in order to gain grounds and control over your very own country. This is punishable by the maximum penalty of life imprisonment or death. This commitment to the only true God is very costly indeed. Rahab's action is what living faith is all about. It is not threatened or intimidated. It fears nothing, but hopes for the best of what God can do to accomplish His will and purpose. I do not know if we have the same courage like that of Rahab. Normally, it is always the case that we choose the first line of defense, which is self-preservation, our survival. During the height of persecution, of the early Christian church in the first century AD. Many did not make it because of fear. Many recanted and renounced their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only a handful stood their ground and faced death squarely by shedding their blood. They became martyrs for the cause of the Church of Jesus Christ to survive and to thrive, which we enjoy today with much freedom, especially in the United States of America. How blessed we are that we don't suffer any longer like what the early Christians suffered. How blessed we are that we have all the right to enjoy our freedom of religion, which the early Christians did not enjoy. Yet, sometimes, despite all the comfort and the enjoyment we are experiencing today in expressing our freedom of religion, we still complain and give up easily when we are confronted with some issues of life. This is the message of Rahab's faith. We need to have a backbone of our faith in order to face whatever challenge that lay before us. It is not enough that we just believe and confess our faith in the Lord. The Bible says that Rahab's faith was justified by her action. What is your condition right now? Have you made a dissection of your spiritual condition? How is your relationship with the Lord at the moment? Have you taken the risk of faith that whatever happens, you are not intimidated or frightened with the prospect of an uncertain future? Have courage and have your backbone of faith like that of Rahab, who stepped out of her shell of insecurity and faced squarely her fear and doubt by committing boldly her life unto the Lord. Hold on and keep your grip of faith tightly as you can, because the Lord cares. He knows your need. He feels your longings and heartache. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." While it is true that this context refers specifically to the Babylonian exiles, yet the principle still applies today, because God does not change, but is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Indeed, how wonderful is the promise of the Lord to those who trust in Him. Our faith should make us rise against all odds, to stand tall over our fears and doubts. Our faith in God should motivate and encourage and challenge us all the more to face life with boldness and determination. And instead of giving up and be dismayed, we should rather be mindful to commit everything to Him, because He knows more than what we know about ourselves, and He knows what is best for us. God is in control of our future. Our faith in God prods us to rely on Him and Him alone. There is no reason for us then not to move on with life or be disappointed because our desires and plans were not met. Whatever our circumstances are, favorable or unfavorable, we should not give up, but all the more that we must put our trust in Him. I repeat, God knows the plans He has for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Accordingly, Rahab is mentioned in the Bible as one among the heroines of faith, and her faith is justified because of her action. Hebrews 11:31 and James 2:24-26. She did not only hide the spies, but obeys exactly what they told her to do. They told her to tie the scarlet rope, which they use when they escape through the window of her house. as a sign for the invading army, not to harm any one of those inside her house when they see it. She did not argue, but obeyed exactly what they told her to do. The key word here is obedience. Rahab is not an Israelite, but a Canaanite, a pagan converted to Jehovah God. And worst of all, she is an outcast in the eyes of her own very people because of her profession as a prostitute. She is nothing but a ragtag being picked up from a dunghill. But look what happened to her because of her living faith in the Almighty. She obeyed everything what the Lord had told her to do through His emissaries. She faithfully obeyed everything they told her to do. And the result is that she was not the only one being saved, but including all her family members as well. Can you imagine that? And you will also be surprised to know later on that through this woman Rahab, a prostitute, a pagan in origin, a Canaanite, a woman being picked up from a dunghill, became the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. The Bible tells us that Rahab was a converted Jew and she was later on married by Salmon, with whom they bore a son named Boaz, who became the future husband of Ruth and bore Obed, the grandfather of Jesse and the great grandfather of King David, wherein the lineage of Jesus Christ our Lord came and was born in the flesh. This shows only that God's grace and mercy is available to all people, without limit to race or the nature of a person's sin. Look at Rahab. Do you see anything good about her? Nothing. But someone whom you will be ashamed of. There is nothing you can be proud of her until she turned her faith to the Lord. Until Rahab put her faith in a big God, she was living in her sin, and there was no hope for her. She would have died shamelessly and pitifully. But how blessed this woman is, and her family, from all the rest of the people in Jericho. God saved them, not only in this life, but even in the next life. As the scarlet robe was used as a sign for her salvation, in principle, it is only through Jesus Christ whereby man will also be saved today. It is only by His blood that a person has hope in this world and in the life to come. Like Rahab, who has no hope at all, she was saved at the very moment she gave her life to God. What a marvelous story of a woman who, in despite of her hopelessness, was given a chance to start a new life with God and was given all the opportunity to redeem herself from her previous dark life. It is all that simple as far as God is concerned. It is all a matter of faith to accept God's offer of grace, which is your salvation through Jesus Christ. And this is what Rahab did. She accepted the grace of God by faith, as shown by her act of saving the lives of the two spies and by obeying their instructions without reservation, by tying down the scarlet rope on her window. And as a result, she was not only saved by herself, but including her entire household. In other words, God does not wait for anyone to become righteous in order for someone to be saved. If you are willing to come to faith in Jesus Christ and submit to His Lordship, then the promise of eternal life will become yours right now. Jesus says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:40. Today is the time for you to surrender your life to him by accepting Jesus Christ into your life, by making him your only Lord and Savior. But the problem with the world today is that although they recognize the Lord Jesus Christ and believe what he did on the cross, yet they don't want to submit to his lordship, and they don't want him to be their Savior. Yet when it comes to the cares of this world, they become so engrossed as if these things are the only ones that matter in their lives. If you come to think of it, everything this world can offer will only last for a little while. They're all temporary. You don't know what lies ahead. Today, you're successful and healthy, and you have a wonderful life, as if you have everything, and you are celebrating with joy and contentment. But suddenly, without noticing it, everything turns upside down against you, as if it was only yesterday when you were at the top of the world, when suddenly you realize you are now at the bottom and the prospect of recovery is far from being hopeful. Our life today is not a guarantee after all. My friend, Jesus Christ is your only hope in life. He is your only Savior. The things of this world are not nothing compared with the riches that awaits you in his heavenly kingdom, with his eternal life, with his immortality. In other words, our hope is not of the things of this world, but by accepting the grace of God by faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's all that matters. It's all a matter of faith to accept his grace. Today, the entire world is faced by an invincible enemy, which is the COVID-19. This is so far the most horrifying legion of destruction that the earth has ever experienced since the beginning of time. Nearly 1.2 million people have been infected by the dreaded virus, and nearly 64,000 have already died. Until now, we are at race with time to find out the cure to stop this pandemic once and for all. And our greatest scientists all over the world are working together nonstop 24/7 to discover its cure. We are grateful to them, especially to those who are in the front lines, who are sacrificing their lives for the sake of others whose lives are at stake. This is a time of solidarity among humankind, no matter our color is, or race, or language. This is a time to show our support and kindness to everyone, and to help others who are desperately in need. This pandemic reminds us that after all, humanity is indeed vulnerable. In just a few months, everything is lost. Our health, our employment, the death of a loved one, and the loss of our economy. How devastating and unimaginable our losses are. In just a few days, everything that we have invested for so many years are all gone. This reality echoes resoundingly by what the inspired Apostle Peter reminded to the first century Christians who were scattered abroad because of persecution, saying all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. 1 Peter 1:24 and 25. In other words, if we base our security in this world, we are desperately hopeless. We will be eternally lost. What we need is to balance our life, to have a deep realization of the reason and purpose of our life here on earth. We need to focus too with our spiritual life, and that is our relationship with God. This is the assurance of God to the entire humanity. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Our life will not end here on earth, but a heavenly home awaits those who will commit their life to faith in Jesus Christ. We should not therefore fear our present predicament, but to focus our faith in Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's pray to God to intervene in this pandemic. Like Rahab, who by faith accepted the offer of salvation, you too have the opportunity to make such a decision in order to make your life right with God. Why don't you take this moment right now to accept by faith Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? My friend, your salvation draws near. It is my prayer that you've been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. If you want to know more about our lesson today, visit our website at www.cornerstonemaui.org, or you can call or send your text message to this number, 808-463-8859. Again, this is your host, Brother Danny Marantanbango, saying, keep punching the good fight of faith. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave